ERB assures adequate fuel stocks. Minister partially attributes loan repayment challenges to load shedding. And South African firebrand MP Malema convicted of firing a gun in public. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has assured the nation that Zambia has sufficient fuel stocks, dispelling fears of shortages sparked by negative market sentiments. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone urged consumers to avoid panic buying, emphasizing that current fuel levels are enough to meet the country's demand. Mr. Sichone explained that as of 8 hours yesterday, ERB monitoring showed that the country had 41.5 million litres of diesel and 11.4 million litres of petrol in stock, with Zambia's delayed consumption standing at 4.5 million litres of diesel and 1.4 million litres of petrol. The current reserves provide cover for up to 10 days. He added that out of the 657 filling stations monitored by ERB across the country, 592, representing 90%, were selling both products, confirming stable supply. Mr. Sichone further disclosed that the board is working on a national petroleum stock management system, which will provide real-time information on fuel availability at filling stations and enhance distribution efficiency.
Around the country, of the 657 sites that I have talked about which were surveyed, only 55 sites were not having petrol. And for those that were not having diesel, it's only 29. Again, look at it from the perspective of the fact that here we are talking about 657 sites. So again, clearly, you can see that in terms of the overall coverage, 90% is a very good number in terms of filling stations having all the products.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the recent increase in fuel pump prices, warning that the move will have widespread consequences on the economy and further strain the already burdened population. Yesterday, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, adjusted upwards the fuel prices for the month of October 2025, with petrol moving from 29 kwacha 18 ngwe to 30 kwacha 58 ngwe per litre, and diesel increasing from 25 kwacha 2 ngwe to 26 kwacha 20 ngwe per litre. But speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Communications Officer Sandra Mchima said the fuel hike will lead to higher costs in food, transport and essential goods and services. This development will inevitably trigger a chain reaction across the economy. Each increase places additional strain on consumers, businesses and households already grappling with a high cost of living, said Ms. Mchima. She has acknowledged that Zambia is a non-oil producing country, but criticized the recurring fuel price fluctuations as a reflection of weak and unsustainable energy policies. Ms. Mchima has since urged government to urgently revise its fuel procurement strategy and consider long-term solutions to ensure price stability. She said this may include diversifying fuel sources, entering into long-term supply contracts, improving regional energy cooperation, and investing in a storage infrastructure to mitigate the impact of global market volatility. Ms. Mchima further said without decisive intervention, these continued adjustments risk worsening poverty levels, weakening business viability, and eroding public confidence.
The Zambia Consumer Association notes with deep concern the latest upward adjustment in fuel pump prices, with both diesel and petrol rising by approximately 1/4 per liter. This development will inevitably trigger a chain reaction across the economy, driving up the cost of food, essential commodities, bus fares, and other goods and services. Fuel remains one of the largest components of production and transportation. Therefore, each increase places additional strain on consumers, businesses, and households.
Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Muvanga, says persistent load shedding experienced by some small businesses is one of the major reasons many have failed to repay loans obtained under the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission. Mr. Muvanga, who bemoans the low loan repayment rates, explained that several business owners have approached CEEC to report that power outages have negatively affected their operations, making it difficult to meet repayment obligation. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, the minister disclosed that the CEEC is currently evaluating and holding discussions on how the loans can be restructured to ease the burden on affected entrepreneurs but ensure the timely repayment of the loans. These loans will need to be restructured because lack of electricity is a genuine reason why a business may underperform, said Mr. Muvanga. He, however, emphasized the need for loan beneficiaries to honor their repayment obligations, stressing that the empowerment fund is designed to benefit other Zambians as well. The minister added that the government will do everything possible to engage loan defaulters and encourage repayment before considering legal action.
They will tell you and say, no, I think I can start paying after, let's say, 3-4 months. I mean, we are listening government. When a saloon owner got money from CEC and then the whole day they haven't had power, how are they going to run their business, make money and pay back? So we have to understand. So we now reshade you. But also, this is not just by everyone else should come on and write. No, we have to go case by case. Others, everything is okay, and then they could not just pay. So we have to go case by case.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged two public health officials in separate corruption cases involving procurement irregularities and abuse of office. In Kalabo, Neto Mbwayu, the district health director, has been arrested and charged with corruption involving 43,000 kwacha, who faces two counts of willful failure to comply with applicable procurement guidelines and one count of making a payment from public revenue for service not adequately rendered. Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. ACC Head of Corporate Communications, Timothy Mono, said investigations revealed that between January 1st, 2021 and December 31st, 2022, Dr. Mbwayu approved a payment of 39,000 kwacha to a private company for the purchase of two HP Pavilion laptops. The payment exceeded his approval threshold of 30,000 kwacha and was made without a written request from the user department in violation of Ministry of Health procurement guidelines dated January 2nd, 2020, said Mr. Mono in a statement issued to our receiving news in Lusaka today. Mr. Mono further said Dr. Mbwayu is alleged to have authorized an additional 4,000 kwacha payment for the upholstery of an office vehicle seat, a service that was reportedly not fully rendered. Meanwhile, in Mansa, Mr. Mono said the commission has charged former Mansa District Hospital Administrator Jackson Kaunda with three counts of participating as a bidder in a public procurement process involving an entity by which he was employed, a violation of Public Procurement Act No. 12 of 2008. Mr. Mona said Mr. Kaunda, 43, of Musenga site and service, is accused of allowing J.K. Kelly's General Dealers, a company in which he is a partner, to supply goods and services to Mansa District Hospital while serving as its administrator. In Africa news, South African opposition politician Julius Malema has been found guilty of discharging a firearm in public 7 years ago, an offence which carries a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. In 2008, a video emerged showing the Economic Freedom Fighters leader firing several shots in the air during his party's fifth anniversary celebrations held in the country's Eastern Cape province. He was charged alongside his former bodyguard, Adrian Siman, who was acquitted. Coming up shortly, U.S. federal government enters a shutdown, raising fear of global uncertainty. This and for more, stay tuned.
cervical cancer.